Yes. Back in, I believe it was 2005, we were able to work with the state legislature and the governor to pass a statewide clean indoor air law, which went into full effect for all public and workplaces in 2009. At that time, it included bars and restaurants. And since that has been in place, we've had great success with businesses complying. I believe the last time I checked, businesses were over 95% in compliance with that law. And so that means more people at their workplaces are protected from the harmful effects of secondhand smoke.
And yet there are dust-ups every now and then, as we just read about in Great Falls, yeah?
Yeah, we're actively working at that local level in Great Falls with community members and the medical community to educate those handful of business owners that are basically not complying with the law and trying to educate them on how they're truly putting their employees at risk.
And moving on, tobacco tax and price increase over time, where Montana earns a red. Why?
We have had success in the past increasing the tax on tobacco products. Right now, Montana's tax on cigarettes is $1.70. The reason why the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network supports increasing the tax on tobacco products is because it is a highly effective way to prevent kids from becoming long-term smokers. They're the most price sensitive. So for every 10% that you raise the price of a pack of cigarettes, you're going to see up to a 6 to 7% reduction in youth prevalence. This is huge. Whenever you see a state increase that tax, you see a significant drop in youth prevalence and also in adult prevalence as well, just not as significant. It has been, I believe, since 2005 since we have last increased that tax here. And that policy strategy is only effective if you're doing it over a period of time. You can't just do it one time. You have to do it fairly frequently.
And yet the next category, the tobacco tax rate, we get a green.
We do have a fairly high tax on cigarette products, but we have not in recent years increased the tax. The other thing that I should mention is that there's a disparity in Montana in how other tobacco products are taxed. Right now, there is not parity between how cigarettes are taxed and, say, snus. And as we work with lawmakers, work to improve the definitions and how those products will be taxed.
Okay, and the last of our tobacco categories here is tobacco prevention funding. I was always under the impression we did rather well on that topic here, but it gets a yellow grade.
Yeah, and good observation, Edward. Really, we have done fabulous in this category as a state in investing in funding for an evidence-based statewide tobacco prevention and cessation program up until two legislative sessions ago. And at that time, the legislature zeroed out the program during the session, and by the end of the session, they added back partial funding. The problem with that is the decision by the legislature wasn't based on the hard science or the evidence. They just picked a number out of the air that felt good to them. It takes more money and more resources to really make sure kids don't start that habit.
Okay, the next three categories all get a red grade here. Indoor tanning bed restrictions, physical education time requirements, and breast and cervical cancer early detection. Briefly, let's go through those three.
Sure. Indoor tanning beds, we do not have a state law that prevents youth from tanning in Montana. And in recent years, the national experts have identified tanning booths as type 1 carcinogen, basically highly dangerous, especially for youth to use tanning beds. People who use indoor tanning booths in their teens and their 20s have a 75% increase in melanoma risk. Hmm. And so we will be looking at that this next legislative session and look forward to working with legislative champions to pass that legislation.
And as far as PE goes, there's no time requirement in our schools for that?
If you look at state statute, there is no time requirement. If you look at the quasi-government that oversees our schools, there is a requirement for physical activity and health. but it really doesn't clearly define how much of that should be minutes with physical activity and how much should be in health. The evidence shows that if there are X number of minutes in a day that a child is required to have physical activity, that far improves their outcomes for preventing obesity and chronic diseases such as cancer that can come about in the long run.
And then another red grade, breast and cervical cancer early detection. And I seem to remember this was an issue early on in the U.S. Senate race last year.
State of Montana and the local health departments do a fabulous job with the resources they have to reach out and inform women who are basically the working poor, those women who don't make enough to be on public assistance, but they make too much to afford private insurance, to provide screening. And then if they do identify a precancer or cancer of the breast or cervix, then they do qualify for the duration of their treatment for Medicaid. The problem is there's way more women in that category that qualify than we have resources at this time. So one approach that our organization has had with our partners is to encourage the states to match those funds.
And the next two issues, pain policy and access to palliative care. We get a green where Montana is adopting evidence-based policies and best practices when it comes to our pain policy, but it seems a little more guarded response to the access to palliative care, yeah?
Yes, we have been a part of a very successful pain initiative over the last, I'd say, 7 or 8 years. Was actually housed in the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. And through the work of that coalition, we were able to do some amazing work to not only improve guidelines for doctors and for physical therapists and providers in general, but we were also able to work on provider practice improvement. So you have a policy, but it's only as good as the provider puts it into practice. And we've had great success in that area here in Montana. Palliative care, a lot of people associate that with end of life, but that's really, really far from what palliative care is. It's basically the continuum of care from the moment someone is diagnosed with a chronic disease such as cancer and through the duration of their life. So the key is to both look at policies that can help with extending life for somebody with chronic disease and then also enhancing the quality of life gained. This is fairly new, not just to Montana, but also to the nation. So this is, I would say, one of the emerging policies that we're really working hard on.
And the very last issue, another red grade, red flag, the Medicaid expansion, which we heard a great deal about this last legislative session, and much to the governor's chagrin, Medicaid expansion was not approved.
Right, and much to the chagrin of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, too. We know we could prevent nearly half of cancer deaths if people had access to and were physically active, were eating right, and just said no to tobacco products and were not exposed to secondhand smoke. But the final leg of that stool is having access to care. For cancer patients, it's access to early detection. We know that people have better outcomes, live longer, better quality of life when they get those screenings on a regular basis based on the best practices, you know, whether it be colon cancer, breast cancer, cervical cancer. We also know that people get better treatment when they have access to care. They're more likely to keep their appointments, to not skip treatment, or choose not to undergo treatments because they don't want to put that financial burden on their families.
Lawmakers who voted against it, well, the essential argument was, look, the federal dollars aren't going to be there always, and then eventually the state will get stuck with that enormous tab. Did they have a valid point?
I really do not think that is a valid point. I think that they're going to have a much bigger tab if they don't address this, because these hardworking, low-income folks tend to have worse outcomes on their health, and that is going to cost us much more in the long run. And I think there was an assumption made that those folks that would be on Medicaid expansion would be the sickest folks, and that's simply not the case. this added population would not just be those who cost the most to the system.
What now? What does the Cancer Action Network recommend?
Well, we know the formula now. We know the priority policies that will help us reduce cancer incidence and reduce the deaths from cancer. Now we really have a lot of work to do, especially here in Montana, to further those policies so that we have more success and better quality of life for cancer patients.
Kristen Page Nye, Montana Government Relations Director for the American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.